Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another very special episode of Friday Filibuster. A few months back, perhaps, a month or two back or so, we did a little filibuster commentary for Troll 2, which has long been regarded as one of the worst movies ever made, and we had such a great time doing that. I'm speaking for myself, maybe, so I don't know if my filibuster mates had a great time or if you had a great time listening to it, but we decided we would take another whack at doing a commentary. Just kind of an impromptu thing, take advantage of some excellent Netflix streaming action, dial up a film that would lend itself well to some filibuster shenanigans, and just let her rip. None of this has been prepared. Some of us haven't seen it. Myself, I've seen this movie a long time ago. It holds a very special place in my heart, but that special place might be bespoiled after watching it now. But we'll introduce we'll take a roll call before we get rolling. But we have Eric Astroslager here. Now, Eric, you have never seen this movie, correct?
This is my first time with Firestorm.
Yes. Oh, the movie is Firestorm, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Bye. Everyone's going to know.
Yes, Firestorm from 95, I believe, starring Howie Long, who had a supporting role in Broken Arrow, which apparently he parlayed into a headlining role in this action movie. And that was pretty much the end of his movie career. He went on to do Radio Shack commercials, and now he does NFL Sunday. Eric, you excited?
I am. I think he also played the part of Terry Hatcher's husband for a while.
And what? Was he married to Terry Hatcher?
Yeah, wasn't that the whole deal? They did the Radio Shack commercials together.
That's right. She was in that, too.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. They never really expounded upon that relationship within the Radio Shack mythology. So I don't know.
I'm not sure Firestorm is in canon with Radio Shack anymore.
That's true. We do consider Radio Shack Firestorm in canon. You're correct. We have Mac McIntyre. Mac, greetings.
Hello.
Your first time watching Firestorm?
I saw it back in the day when it was at the theaters.
Wow, you went in the theaters. I only rented it, so you are... Boy, you go way back. Very nice.
You know, I was thinking I might have even rented it one time too, but I'm not sure.
So you're what's considered to be a super fan.
You are, yes. You're
by the way, it was 98, not 95.
Oh, 98. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Take that.
That changes everything. You got to polish up my Bill Clinton jokes.
Yes. prepare for a lot of Y2K one-liners here. All right, Matt. Yeah, Mac paid some hard-earned money. Yeah, he is a Firestorm pro, a Howie Longasaur, perhaps. And the other place you heard there, Mike Rubino, fresh off his tonsil Armageddon. Welcome
That's
back.
Right. Thank you. It's good to be back, gentlemen. And I have not seen this film before, but I remember the trailer distinctly because I think he throws an axe at the camera or something.
All right, so
that has forever been burned in my head. So,
we will see. We will see if that.
We'll see if that's even in here.
See if it made the cut.
That's true. Which hopefully it does, because it'll be ideal for a 3D transfer down the road.
Yes,
that's a perfect. We'll have to. That's one of our assignments here. We'll have to pick out potential 3D scenes.
Put on your glasses now.
Howie Long's flat top is coming right at you. and lastly, a special guest of the Friday Filibuster, but a melodious voice I'm sure you are very familiar with, Dan Mancini. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, your Firestorm experience, have you ever seen it?
I'm ashamed to admit this, but I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Right. This is good. This is pretty good.
As I found out it was on Netflix, I had to check it out again. So.
Very good. So that's kind of like show prep. So we should have a good kind of sampling. We've got Mike remembering brief glimpses of a trailer, Eric being completely in the dark, Mac having paid for it years ago, and I watched it once years ago as well. So this will be good, or not. But anyway, we will. the idea here is that you guys could, you listeners out there, could follow along. Just bring up Firestorm. It is, again, you can stream it free on Netflix, so fire that up. And obviously you can pause this while you do that, but we are starting at 3 seconds in. So the big 20 from the 20th Century Fox should be coming your way. In fact, that looks kind of like a 3D possibility as well.
There you go.
And
essentially we want to make this as arbitrary as possible for the listeners.
Yes.
So 3 seconds in.
3 seconds in. Big 20 coming at you. You can spool that up. And gentlemen, you may press play now. All right.
I think it would have been a nice touch for the 20th Century Fox to, like, be on fire.
That would be awesome, yes.
I always like it when they change the producer openings to fit the movie.
Or like a little flat top on the 20.
Dude's parachuting in.
Yes. Oh, here we go. There are 30,000 wildland firefighters in the United States. Only 400 are trained. The parachute is blazing forest fires, inaccessible to ground crews. These elite men and women are called smoke jumpers, which should have been the title of the movie, you would think. Huh?
Smoke jumpers, yeah.
That was an forest fire that leaves Chicago, traveling 300 miles an hour.
Now, according to the very, very sparse Wikipedia page, that's the amount of show prep I did.
Good, thanks.
There's not really a lot here, except that the film inaccuracy is that the smoke jumpers were angry about this movie.
They were angry about this movie. Interesting. All right. So they were unfairly represented, perhaps.
Apparently, yes. Apparently, you will see smoke jumpers in this movie jumping, free-falling with their tools, and they don't do that in real life. They send the tools down first. So,
when you say tools, you mean Howie Long, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yes, they send Howie Long down first. And then they jump.
Berry pepper?
Berry pepper, yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Now, I just recently reviewed Backdraft, so I'm going to be comparing firefighting movies here.
Well, yeah, it's an awful lot of like fire-related movies, right? You got Backdraft and Firestorm and Matchstick Men. I know, what else you got?
Ladder, what was that, Ladder 49 or whatever?
Oh, nice, yes, that's right. Ladder 4. Volcano?
I guess Sudden Death would be in there, too, at least for the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a fire. No, he's not. Is he a firefighter? Right.
He's He's yes.
These smoke jumpers look pensive. Yeah. There is our star.
Wow, how long? Yeah. Looking at thinking about batteries. Transistors.
What am I gonna get my wife for Christmas?
Affordable RC cars.
Were smoke jumpers mad that they're taking the Cosmo quiz right now?
They are tools. Look at how high their collars are popped.
I'm glad we have the obstructed view option here for the DVD.
The director
will look great in 3D, though.
Yes, that's true.
The director wanted more belts in front of the camera.
Yes, we need more belts! This is the opening to Predator as well, I believe, right?
And aliens.
And aliens, I think so.
That would have been a nice crossover. These smoke jumpers jump down there, and the Predator happens to be in the fire.
The movie would be over in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because Howie Long is not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Scott Glenn.
Scott Glenn, yeah. Doesn't look emaciated.
Cosmo burn.
Where are they? I mean, I thought they were in a plane. Now it looks like they're in somebody's basement.
I see an axe in the background.
There you go.
You think you're in luck, Mac, Mike. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, I tripped.
There's a 3D moment there.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh. Too bad they didn't do the little thing where they lock arms and spin around. You know, that'd be great. Hey, it's a Dick in the Box music video.
What did these campers do?
Ironically, this was started by Smokey the Bear.
Okay, here's the next challenge besides the 3D. See how many times Howie Long's expression in the film matches his expression on the DVD disc cover. I think I got it twice already, so we'll see.
I'm going to guess every time the director told him to do something.
Yes.
Why'd they bring a science teacher?
It's So they parachuted in just to yell at these people?
Yes. Yeah, they moonlight as motivational speakers. Parachuting motivational speakers.
Say Hanukkah? Oh, Monica.
Ah. Oh.
Oh, the kid.
That was scary and very 3D. That was very good.
Like I said, that
based
that
on, the looks, on the look on that kid's face, I think she might have started that fire.
Yeah, I think they might want to leave her be.
Yeah, kind of a grudge right. thing going on here.
Nice.
Okay, so if I run over here and then I jump over the fire, then...
So they parachute in with the chainsaw then, yes? That's what
Yeah, that's the complaint.
That's the complaint.
They would normally throw the chainsaw out first.
And lose it.
Right. Let it free fall into the forest.
I mean, do you think the chainsaw line item in the smoke jumper budget is out of control? We lost another 50 this month throwing them out.
It took them years to decide that they have to put small parachutes onto the chainsaws first.
They are doing a lot of jumping. I think they live up to their name.
So, Mike, how does this compare to Backdraft fire rescue sequences?
Well,
woodsier, I would think, right?
It's woodsier for sure. It's not filmed as well.
That's 3D. 3D moment.
That's a great 3D moment.
3D moment right there. And I don't know. It seemed there was a lot more. I guess Kurt Russell handles fire a lot better than Howie Long does. I just feel so much more confident.
That's always been a knock against Howie Long, to be fair.
Yeah, the guy just can't handle fire.
There never was a girl. She died 16 years ago.
On this very night.
Oh, it was a cardboard cutout like Three Men and a Baby.
And they love that zooming camera angle thing. It's the second
that was a
time.
Bad draft, wasn't it?
Oh, nice.
Toes.
Oh, just a bunch of severed toes, actually. This cabin is owned by psychopaths. Oh, they got a dog, too.
Did they get the dog? They better have gotten the dog.
Oh, you know they did.
Oh, man. Explode, explode, explode. That's pretty close.
Can log cabins explode? I guess they
could. That'd be awesome. That'd be like the ultimate 90s action cheese. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's right. Oh, perfect.
There
3D.
We go.
Duck, duck. I'll get you, my pretty. It totally ripped off the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, man. Yeah,
the girl's shirt looks like the... Glenda's socks or whatever. Not Glenda, the other witch's socks. Right. Nice. Yeah, Scott.
Either that or she found Waldo.
Come on, it's been 3 days. You had one date.
Ooh. Does that thing work? I guess it would have to if it's been this movie, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is the baked potato maneuver.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if wrapping yourself in aluminum foil is the best way to
right. fire. Firestorm brought to you by Orville Redenbacher.
That little girl cannot believe she's in a movie with Howie Long.
That's right.
She's just hoping that he's going to bring out a remote control car for her.
That's right.
You know, I hate to call any kid unattractive, but...
So you're thinking, what, Key Grip's daughter? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think she might be.
Oh, man, got to make a choice.
What are you going to do? Put out the fire or the fire? This is like the beginning of War Games. Hit the road, Jack. I'm sorry, Smoke Jumper 2. We were filled with candy, cotton candy. Right. Over.
That's actually a bunch of birds hitting the propellers.
So is the ghost of Richard Dreyfuss driving that plane?
Have some looks Red Eye 6, boys.
Looks like the end of Dead Alive.
That's right. Oh, by the way, this stuff is extremely toxic. Please make sure none of it gets in your eyes or mouth.
You missed a spot.
Oh, so now...
So why didn't they just do that before they jumped out of the plane?
The guys only carry half a load, which is incidentally Howie Long's character's nickname in this movie, I think.
Half load.
Bigfoot.
I don't know if the blackface is appropriate, guys. she really loves Howie Long.
That's a scene from Carrie, it looks like. Oh, nice touch. Aww. Nice touch.
Yeah. That dog's about to be crushed by the helmet. The helmet language.
See, it was just like 2001, yeah.
It was.
Throws up the helmet.
And look how much they've evolved since then.
This is 1998.
Yeah, they're really taking the high color thing seriously here, aren't they?
Now, when you begin your crucifixion, you want to make...
Why I oughta.
Oh, I'm fine, boss. It's not like this is a dangerous job with people's lives on the line. You think the smoke jumpers love this particular scene, you know? Yeah, smoke jumpers have idiots regularly be part of it.
Ooh, name check the movie.
That's right. It's like the firefighters from the movie Roxanne, I think.
Yes.
Oh, it's perfect 3D.
Totally.
Coming right out at you.
Oh, so thanks, Dad.
Is that Eddie Deason?
Not very catchy.
So the guy with the cowboy hat is named Cowboy, correct?
What are they doing, like pogo sticks in the background there? They're just bouncing around. Like I got Nickelodeon moon boots as the moon shoes or something.
Dave, they're fire jumpers, not fire walkers.
That's right. We need to make this training as moronic as possible.
At least they're cooler than the fire skippers or the fire hopscotchers.
Sometimes I'm not sure if these disability works programs are smart. These idiots in the background, I can't get enough of that. I mean, what possible scenario is that skill useful? Hey, guy, I want you to get the small belt buckle next time. Yeah.
Watch a zipper there, Howie. Hey, it's you.
That is a super inconvenient jumpsuit that Howie Long has on.
Yeah, he is.
Like, it's like the opposite way you get out of a jumpsuit. First you unzip the legs all the way.
Those guys hanging out. They look like they're on like swings on a middle school playground over there.
So when someone picked the colors for these uniforms, they just opened a box of Crayola crayons, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that looks like. Another guy in the background just hanging there.
Yes. Like George Michael in Arrested Development, just hanging this monkey butt.
After he retires, he should become a fire limper.
Thank you, Dr. House.
And that dog wouldn't have gone on to become president of the United States of America.
Yeah, well, that's dangerous. You should have messed up in the 80s.
Refrigerator. That was edgy comedy in 1998.
That's true. Do you think the writers asked too soon?
So what else was going on in 1998? I don't know.
Termites, I guess. Yeah.
The internet?
The internet, yes.
Maybe. Big Lebowski.
Was that 98? I guess it was. If you jump out of that cake, Howie.
I'm not a cake jumper. I would love to see, what's the guy from Gymkata, the gymnast?
Yeah, Kurt Thomas.
Kurt Thomas. I would love to see him and Howie Long as, like, in a buddy cop movie. Because they're both clearly athletes who were shoehorned into these acting roles.
That's right.
And their skills are about even.
Well, you could probably stockpile an Expendables type of movie like that, you know?
That's true. Those two.
Curtis Bush, championship kickboxer from Psycho Kickboxer.
Yeah. Dennis
Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth. Oh, yeah.
This is before they had digital pictures frames.
Do they keep charred memorabilia? Is that like from their jobs?
No, they're just really bad at their jobs. Shot. Yeah. You're walking too fast. Slow down. Slow down, guys. Slow down.
The grizzled old veteran, grounded by his injury.
There goes one brave son of a bitch.
He's going to spend the rest of the day trying to fix those blinds.
So should fire jumpers really have helmets that match the sky?
So what's with the big pouches on the legs? Is that like the portable latrine or something? They just
exactly.
Got to catch all their when things get real dicey.
Oh, rocking the 1998 cell phone.
That was the tiniest cell phone available.
I know. It's like a $5,000 cell phone.
It's a Zach Morris $5,000.
That's right. I want a pizza delivered to detention in an hour.
Oh,
I thought that was going to set off.
I know. Wait for it. Maybe it'll pay off down the road.
I thought the Wyoming State Penitentiary was just like a giant quarry where they threw prisoners in, you know?
I think it's a big cattle pen, actually. You don't see enough
like a middle
action
school.
Movies.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't see enough action movies set in Wyoming.
No.
Can't quite see what's happening to the left there. I just see a torso cut off on the left.
You know, I'm wondering if screen doors are really effective to hold prisoners in their cells.
That's a handy big red button to push. I wonder what that does.
Do you think this character's name is The Brain?
Buddy Holly is Snake McAllister in Firestorm.
Do you think that's true? Does Wyoming have convicts fight forest fires? Because I believe that. Now, Dan, you'd be able to verify this. That is kind of the crux of the movie: sending these convicts out to fight forest fires. And right, is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think they escape, and then they get caught up in it.
I thought they were impersonating.
They pretend to be firefighters, but after an escape, but then they get caught. I don't want to.
Seems like a controversial rehab measure. Just putting unskilled prisoners in the middle of forest fires.
Yeah.
William Forsythe as a deadpan villain. Who would have thought?
I know. We're guaranteed some subtle acting now.
That's right.
He looks like Will Ferrell playing some guy. Is that a Wyoming accent?
Yeah, no, same thing. I was thinking.
Is the jail of a place for product?
And this is sadly actually the principal's office at the middle school.
Yes, it is. That's the principal himself, right? I mean, this is like a letter to William Forsythe's parents, I believe. Is that what he's selling?
Match is Lee.
And then they come up with a more obscure code word than the match is lit. I don't know.
I thought we agreed on the dolphin flies at midnight. Never mind.
Is he wearing fake eyebrows?
I don't think there's much hair on his head that is real in his
face. Oh, it's not even much of it. It's kind of a code word. It's actually literally true.
Oh, yeah. It's true. I mean, if CSI got their hands on that, that'd be some damning evidence, I think.
Dun, 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 dun. Seems like overkill, but okay.
You really need to set a fuse on this, right? I mean, oh, possible Walkman and like a CD Walkman here?
Oh, man, that toothbrush did not deserve it. Who's in this at my seltzer?
So we're establishing now that the main bad guy is both crazy and a genius, correct?
Of course.
That's the
proof. Yes.
Yeah.
So what did he crush to make this, whatever he's making?
I think it's hair dye, if my memory serves correctly.
Well, yeah, but he's got to, I mean, they don't just hand out hair dye in prison. It's got to be like crushed up, you know. Gruel from the mess hall. And
I don't know.
I'm just wondering why they didn't go ahead and hire Greg Allman to play this role.
Oh, Fire Engineering Magazine. That is a great magazine.
it really hit its high point in the mid-90s. That was the golden age of Fire Engineering Magazine.
A lot of people say they like to read it for the articles, but come on.
They were really good before they got bought out by people.
The internet did kill Fire Engineering Magazine.
Yeah.
AOL keyword fire engineering.
Okay, now I see what they were doing. Genius.
Yes.
Oh man, love the 90s.
You should see your faces.
So is this the Michael Bay universe where it's always sunset?
Watch out for that tree!
So they have cool nicknames? Smoke jumpers have cool nicknames, like on Top Gun?
I think that guy
was Douche. I think his name is Douche.
Yeah.
Flat top here.
The
reason that guy put his cowboy hat on just now?
His head was cold.
I got my thinking hat on.
Get it? Horses? Cowboy?
Remember, cowboy, pony up the birthday money.
Is he talking about the forest? What is it?
I don't know.
Little lost.
I don't know.
I'm going to say ouch.
Nice. Nice plan.
Oh, he's the... Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, because he looks just like him.
That's right.
A happy coincidence.
This is the movie that popularized those glasses again. That's why that's the reason every hipster wears them now.
That's right.
It's Firestone glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Now to try out for that new band, Weezer. Good effort on hiding the body there, I'm sure. Thankfully, like Wyoming State Penitentiary has 3 paid full-time staff.
Tattoo guy.
It's all coming together.
That's right. This is a
foolproof plan so far. Yeah.
This was originally going to be a whole different movie called Con Ground.
Nice. That's a gentleman from 13th Warrior, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Huh. Bullseye from 13th Warrior.
Here. Here, boss.
That looks like a crack forest firefighting team right there. Is there a better way to save taxpayer money, like work on roads and stuff? That would make more sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen some
culverts
working on roads and stuff.
Yeah.
Some states put them out there as paramedics.
teach community college classes.
Yeah. Librarians. Daycare workers.
Barry Pepper is Mo Howard.
It's like Guy Gardner.
Bowl cut like that.
These prisoners have some awfully nice hair.
They do. See, that's why I think it's not shocking if we get hair dye. It might be one of those salon training facilities, perhaps, you see in malls. You know?
A minimum security prison. Yeah.
I'm thinking there's a lot more than two Davises in Wyoming.
I don't know. You may be shocked at that. I think Wyoming's got a population that's not really through the roof.
Well, I was thinking there'd be at least three is all I'm saying.
That guy with the long hair got the job after Val Kilmer passed.
And Fabio. Hey, Fabio was big in the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
Now, was this before or after Battlefield Earth? Battlefield Earth was when?
That was 2000.
Okay. So young Barry Pepper was just laying the groundwork for that seminal role.
So Forsythe's character trait here is that he's really smug about everything.
I guess just measured, perhaps, in his evil.
He's wearing glasses. He's just, you know, he's smart.
Yeah.
Aloof.
Yeah, he's just a thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
It's the raised eyebrows is what's doing. That's some serious eyebrow acting.
Or they're fake. CGI.
Oh,
actually.
Nice.
Pain in the neck.
That's good.
Nice.
Oh, and he's pleased with his pun.
He is pleased with it.
He's very pleased with his pun. I'm happy with my choice of wordplay. Yes. Wow, that fire got out of control.
I think we might be looking at Armageddon. I hope they save that bird. The bird better not die.
Well, if they save the dog, they'll probably save the bird.
They gotta save the bird. I mean, the bird has babies.
Or the bird could just, you know, fly out of there.
What about the babies? That's
true. Scrambled eggs, gentlemen.
What is that? Almost like a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I actually thought that bird was going to get shot.
That bird pooped out my car for the last time. So she is a
lucky female sidekick who will be thrust into a scenario that she's not familiar with.
That's right. That's Susie.
Or a skeleton who likes bird watching.
That's true. She does look
skeletal. Welcome to the crypt.
Now, a year before this actress was in Titanic.
Oh, that nice.
This was her follow-up role.
Oh, she was...
granddaughter at the framing sequence.
I was thinking maybe one of the deck chairs, something like that.
No, that was Howie Long.
Beast man, come to me. Where'd that bird go? That bird is magic.
It's like he can fly.
The bird sensed something. Maybe that's why that oppressive, acrid smell in my nose is coming from.
It's not often that fire sneaks up on someone.
Like I know, that's true.
Just stay right there. I'll be there in about half an hour.
It's CGI!
Now remember, we're going to try to talk the fire down first before we start shooting.
I've been working on the railroad.
I have a feeling
if your jailbreak scheme involves setting a forest fire, it probably has too many moving pieces.
It probably does. And you've got like 15 guys in on the conspiracy. It's going to be a long shot. Seems like these unskilled prisoners are less like actual firefighters and more like kindling.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they're going to try and smother the fire with the prisoners.
When's the last time we've seen Howie Long, by the way? It may have been like 20 minutes. I'm not sure. Hey, here we go.
Hey, guys, just took a little cat nap.
Who wants to challenge me in a high pants-wearing contest? Anyone? No, you're the chap, sir.
These guys really like mustard shirts.
This movie revitalized the popularity of the ping pong industry.
Oh, cowboy.
Exploding ping pong trick.
He does not appreciate their shenanigans.
If I were a smoke jumper, I'd be mad that they portray smoke jumpers as idiots who set things on fire in their own
fault. That's true. I'd less be concerned about the tools, carrying the tools down with them, and more about they seem to hire functionally retarded people to smoke jumping. So, one of our interns check out that one, I have to point him out again, but there's that one guy in the smoke jumping crowd that looks like someone. I don't know who.
Which guy is that? The Sherman?
No, not the cowboy, not the girl, that other guy who's sitting to the right of the girl just now. I don't know where he's been in. Looks familiar.
This is going to be one of those really movie fires that's selectively burning, just kind of whenever it feels like it in certain places.
Pretty much.
Well, the fire is very much like Skynet. It will soon gain awareness and then begin stalking people.
Much like in Backdraft. You know, there's like points in Backdraft where Kurt Russell connects with the fire and they stare each other down.
That's right.
All right, we've taken care of half the police force of Wyoming. Let's go!
Did it.
Oh, there's some parkour.
Man, everyone is wearing like a primary color of some sort in this movie.
Oh, that was a great 3D moment.
That would have been.
You are right, though. It's very bright pastel-y.
Yeah. I know. It's everybody having all those guns is probably the wrong place to yell fire.
It's like the Wiggles prison escape.
You do not want to wipe your nose with a gun.
You would think that those prescription glasses would have given him a headache by now.
They don't seem like they're a low prescription either. You know?
No, they're very thick.
I can see into the future.
Yeah, actually, like, shot
stabs the guy in the neck, takes his glasses, puts them on, and realizes, oh, I didn't think about that. I can't wear these.
These are trifocals.
The whole plan is ruined, and I already have the forest lit on fire.
But this guy might be the most self-satisfied villain ever. He loves his puns. He loves his sneaky betrayals.
Yeah, it seems like wearing someone else's glasses is fraught with all kinds of problems. I mean, he could be picked on by jocks at any moment. You know, get pantsed.
And not in those jumpsuits he won't.
Well, I don't think Howie Long has any worry about getting pantsed.
No, the glasses
those aren't going.
Guy.
Those aren't coming down.
It looks like Dustin Hoffman.
Thank you. It looks like Dustin Hoffman crossed with Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure.
He does.
Well, that dude was carrying a shock-resistant CD player, if you remember those.
That's a good call. That's a great 90s reference right there.
Yes.
Shock-resistant CD players.
Yeah, that was a bus full of fury.
That's some kind of euphemism?
No, it's just really angry in that bus.
Guys, there's a huge fire behind you. You might want to cut down the character development. Now that's unnecessary.
That seems dangerous, firing a shotgun at close proximity to the roof of a bus.
Say Fury Bus.
What up?
Smoke Jump Base Camp sounds like an Adult Swim cartoon, doesn't it?
I think I saw them open for Pearl Jam.
They're another PBS children's program. Everyone, go to Smoke Jump Base Camp to learn how to count by threes.
Oh, there's Sherm. I didn't know he was... Man, I've not been paying attention. Poor Sherman.
Is that Sherm?
Yeah, the guy who's hanging upside down. I feel bad for him now.
Well...
I shouldn't have made fun of him before.
Shouldn't have.
Is he going to save the day? Wait, don't tell me.
I won't. Ooh, that's a dig on Canadians right there.
Just like Canadian firefighters?
Yeah, that's what they're at. That's what they're
going. Pretending. So their big plan is to pretend to be Canadian firefighters so they can drive a bus full of angry people through a fire to a trading post that has some money in it.
You're very close. Yeah, like I said, it's a very it is an escape plan built on a House of Cards, essentially.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I also saw House of Cards open for Pearl Jam.
Whoa, that is a fiery storm right there. Oh, there's another right from the DVD case right there. Excellent.
Nice.
Well, he's just perplexed.
Perplexed.
It's fire.
There you go. You need to label his expressions. So that's Howie Long perplexed.
Is Howie Long doing the traffic report right now?
That is the second time he said some bitch as well.
Out. That was a rap term back from the 90s.
It's Howie Long irritated.
The many shades of Howie Long.
Yes. This is called character development, gentlemen.
Yes.
The woods.
Just says take a left at a tree.
Follow the Goonie map. Oof. Her situation deteriorated rapidly.
She's just been standing there the whole time.
Yes. Where did I make the wrong turn? I shouldn't have gone in, turned into a skid or turned into a wall of fire. Oh, trading
post. They really want people to find that trading post. It's huge. It's got to be like the size of a mall.
It's like the illustrated map for idiots.
Let's just grab the backside of a kid's menu at a local diner.
That's right. What is he doing?
Everyone's like, I gotta go out, air out the junk. You know.
I need to assemble the fire, the smoke jumping robot here.
There's no time for batting practice.
I want a sandwich.
I'm gonna hit a few golf balls. What in the world are we doing now?
Oh man!
It's the American Gladiator's tennis ball gun.
That's right.
What is that, and where can I get one? That makes starting fires at camping so easy.
So you fight fire with fire.
That's true.
Well played.
Yeah.
Someone call Howie Long and tell him to stop starting the fires, please.
Thank you, Moose Hort.
Hort.
Oh, look at the size of that CRT monitor. It looks like it weighs, you know, 150 pounds. It's getting awkwardly sexy back here. Somebody help.
Come on, everyone. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Everyone join in.
Yeah, the original title of
around
this,
a few times.
The original title was Howie Long and Erotic Bus. Not Sherman.
There's fire out there.
And we're 42 minutes in, and there's a disturbing lack of chainsaws being thrown from moving vehicles.
Yeah, wait a second. So this film presently, I think, has a, just so everyone knows, a...
Oh.
15% freshness rating?
Ouch, really? 15?
That seems generous.
No, I'm sorry, 12. 12%.
12. That makes more sense.
Yes. But why don't we sure love paying people to sit around and do nothing while a forest fire rages?
So they bought all the shirts off of Devo? Is that right? Yes. They are right there. They are not men.
How do these people just keep stumbling into giant raging infernos? Like, they turn a corner and all of a sudden it's Armageddon and they're surprised.
And he had the fire lit and he's surprised.
That's right.
You can tell he's the bad guy because he buttons his shirt all the way to the top button.
That's right.
What's he hiding? You guys look Canadian.
And therefore, you are harmless. Oh, nice.
Oh, that is camouflage. He's kind of overselling the Canadian thing. Sure, just put you on my moose and, she knows about birds.
I smell some more self-satisfaction coming on. You ready? You ready for a sneer?
So you ever seen Kids in the Hall? So funny.
We'll get you back to your biology classroom immediately. Oh, man.
They're really hoping we're going to be invested with these guys in the bus here, aren't they?
Roast like meat in a can.
Yeah, that is a plot, side plot that I'm just having trouble connecting to it. Ground pounders.
That sounds illegal.
Smoke jumpers and ground pounders.
Our firefighters.
That sounds like some folksy saying, well, smoke jumpers and ground pounders. Aren't you a smart one?
It sounds like a swear
What's
word
for
from 1893.
Oh, nice. Oh, perfect 3D. Perfect.
Oh, smoke fallers.
Great 3D. Oh, awesome 3D.
Man, it's hotter than a cup of Tim Hortons coffee out here.
Well, smoke jumpers and ground pounders. It's powerful hot.
Everything is yellow in this movie.
So they can blend in with the fire.
That's flush.
Oh, there's the North American Howie Long and his migration pattern.
nicely played.
Oh, man. He's okay. Kicking that tree.
Just to be clear, he's the teacher. He's teaching the other smoke jumpers, correct? Okay.
So I assume he's going to be throwing that axe at the camera.
One would hope, Mike.
In the near future. Otherwise, I don't remember anything about 1998.
Way to stick the landing there.
And all the pieces are moving into place.
You guys are on the yellow team too, huh?
That's right. Did you capture the flag yet?
extreme paintball. Sounds like a Fox reality show.
That's
from the time period. Hellbus.
Nice. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Gross stereotyping of criminals right there.
Row, row, row your boat.
Dumb bitch.
I'm Canadian, so...
That's right. Man, I'm learning a lot of fire facts here. A nice bandana there, Howie Long. Nice and manly... Family kerchief.
It turns.
It's the only thing that goes with. I mean, it goes with the yellow.
That's
it's very complimentary. An ascot.
Yeah. He's going for the Lakers look, apparently.
Boy, that was quite a fire. That bus used to be yellow. His name is my name, too.
Some kind of rapper.
That mustache means business.
That mustache, you are correct. That's very well contoured.
No, it's lucky that Lieutenant Exposition came to the scene.
That's right. Line... Time to get back in the game, Chief. Oh, that explains why the fire's so huge. I wish we had seen this sign in the beginning.
They're taking forest fires to the extreme. I think there's a Radio Shack in here, so we should be able to...
Ooh, nice fanny pack. Nice. That was a 90s shout-out.
I don't think Canadians say stuff like that.
Another excellent 3D shot.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get a 3D shot of that. Got a package from Mr. Long.
Oof, the backhand.
That's unlikable. Unlikable. With a gun?
Glad William Forsythe is toning down his performance here.
Or Canadians. You didn't notice that. Oh, she flipped in the bird. Because she knows about birds. So if you're out in the woods and you want some penny candy and I Like Ike stickers, this is where you go.
You do.
Yeah, and giant burlap sacks.
Those are stunt doubles?
Speaking of a cell phone.
I know. This is cutting edge technology in 1998.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. This
here we go.
Full of 3D shots.
There's a fight scene.
I don't know if the 3D shot so much as, oh, the camera's accidentally in the way.
They lost a lot of cameras making this movie.
This is great. This would be one of those fights where they use everything in the general store on each other, you know? Have it's this not cowtail to the house.
This is what I imagine fighting a Cracker Barrel would be like.
It's like an early TGI Fridays.
The soft-spoken rapist with a heart of gold.
Do you want to go to prom with me? We were cooking human skulls and
got a thing for women whose ribs I can see through their overcoats. This guy is a conniving bastard. Moving out of the housewares department. Yes.
Did no one notice the roof fall in of this place a few minutes earlier?
Yes. I do recall that the canoe or the kayak was used as a weapon.
Ah, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, that old trope.
Nice.
That didn't look that painful.
Oh, lead with your chin, executioner. Nice move.
Oh, boy, look at that. And everyone's wearing yellow. I can't tell who's who.
What weapon is he going to come out wielding?
Oh, man, it's like, who knows?
Maybe a handful of live bait.
That'd be nice. I mean, nice. Take a Coleman cooler on each hand.
Take a face full of Nightcrawlers, buddy.
Again, they've conveniently forgotten that the roof just caved in.
It's got targeted by the predator. Wow. That was quite the move.
She learned that by studying the great Canadian seatbelt bag or nothing. Oh, man. It's like they just clipped that bird's wings.
Well, his part is just holding fast, majestically right there.
That's the prison hair gel. It works.
That's true.
You don't want to know how they what they had to mash up to make the pomade in prison.
Oh nice. Look at this. It's like Tomb Raider. They kind of
do. Yee-haw!
Not bad at all.
Right about this time, the old Duke boy has got themselves into a heap of trouble.
I couldn't afford the shot of the trading post blowing up, I guess.
No, well, they just spent $877 on gas. Oh, look at all those chainsaws at the ready.
They all got little bandanas. Moose horn, what happened? What? He's actually got antlers on his stupid helmet.
Yes.
Tell me that's practical.
It's like a, he's like a jackalope.
I stabbed Jesse in the head with my antlers again. I'm just trying to drop him off in the hospital. Ooh, you know what, Mike? I smell flying chainsaw, perhaps.
That's nice.
Ooh, it's about time. This movie needs to pick it up. Some more things flying through the air. This dude kind of looks like Eminem.
Over here, Barry Pepper. Can you expound on that?
Carbon?
I don't get the reference, sir.
Sodium trichloride. She's learning so much. Then they hung up. I think it was a bunch of kids.
Phone call is coming from inside the office.
This is the forest fire. Prank calling them.
Before you get online and use GPS, you need to hang up the phone, please. For your Ford $599 an extra hour, is that okay? Is that a budget? Oh, look at that. Look how folksy that is. They store their pencils in a boot.
There's a 3D moment.
I'm sure there is.
What character name should we give the rapist? What's really subtle? Yes, Packer. That's worse.
Hope they stashed it somewhere. Ooh.
Those damn Ewoks!
It's in the trees!
So, who could be responsible for that perfect cut tree? Very nice.
Those damn beavers.
Great 3D. Right? Oh, another grove, right?
Oh! They are so ripping off the scooter bike sequence right now.
If that guy had a bowcaster, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
Jam their comlink. Center switch. Whoa. And wow, they negotiated that log very well.
Product placement.
That's yeah. Burger King, it's a wonderful restaurant.
It really is.
Not helping, lady, not helping.
I think that only works
on
bears.
What are you doing? Your foot is on my balls.
Oh, that's better for Howie, but come on.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. call that the money shot, boys.
Do it. Yes.
Nice, nice move.
Oh, that was good. I mean, they didn't really know what to do with it. Like,
the guy was stunned.
Yeah, it just didn't hurt anybody.
The good as my flat top is so aerodynamic.
So at some point in this movie, does anyone say you're fired?
I don't think so.
That's too bad. That's a mis-
I can't remember. That's a good move. That's a strong move.
Oh, man.
Oh, way to cop a feel, Howie. Real subtle.
How many parachutes does he have?
Hold on to my wiener. To my wiener. Come on, lady. You disarmed a convict and strangled them with a seatbelt. You can't hold on to a work boot.
Can't shake her off. I gave her one simple instruction. You had one job.
He's wearing his grease pants. He can't.
Too bad I urinated down my leg because I was so scared. He slipped right off. Oh, excellent stunt double work.
Nice. So Indiana Jones hates snakes. He hates water. That's his...
But he's a firefighter. Why does he hate water?
That's his Achilles heel.
That makes no sense.
Firefighters should hate water. They should have a healthy respect and hatred towards water.
They are the natural enemies, the firefighter.
Oh, I hate hoses.
It's the first bath he's had in months.
Meanwhile, in Mordor.
Didn't they just fall like 2 miles straight down?
How could that guy possibly aim?
It must have been warning shots.
They don't get any.
Let's go bowling. Oh.
I kept the axe for all that.
This is a box for UNICEF.
That's Howie Long agitated.
Oh, shoot the birds.
I'm nice. Like, you know, how many takes it took for Howie Long to recite that, you know? I love them with ham.
Is he just using Howie Long vision?
Howie zoomed in his eyes.
That's right. Yes. Howie's got like splinter cell eyes.
All right, so they're being followed and they just took a giant leap into a river. This is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, right?
Only 10 miles away from us. We need to hurry.
Smoked in.
Why don't you go back on your Swedish porno set? We'll see you later. Yeah, it does look really sunny out there, doesn't it?
The future's so bright he has to wear shades.
Meanwhile, on a campfire right in front of the camera.
Ow! Ow!
Not a bad 3D shot right there. Barry Pepper coming right at you.
That's what you want in 3D.
Oh.
I think that's actually the name of Barry Pepper's first album.
So this is one of those movies I do remember now where the hero kills nobody. And it's like the main bad guy who just wipes people out.
When I pushed him.
I completely buy your remorse, sir. Let's continue on.
This is a strange remake of Heavenly Creatures.
I let that other guy walk in front of me.
I think we've kind of established that he's not that smartest.
Whose idea was it to play hopscotch?
Now he and Scott Glenn can have a limp-a-thon.
That's right. Yeah. Time for the limp-off. They can do the sprain dance from Saved by the Bell. Thank goodness my pants are so high, they're cutting circulation off my to stop the infection.
A day and a half later.
I figure we're only 25 miles away. Oh, this should be suitable to have intercourse in. Here we go.
This is some giant pantyhose you just spread out across. Right.
My leg really hurts. I better take off my shirt.
Would you say you're horny for me? Is that what you said?
I don't know if that makes you a Marine.
Now we understand. She obviously can't cook because she apparently doesn't eat much.
I think we saw the face in the cover art again for a few seconds there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it. I've lost count as how many times, I think.
How did they catch up with them?
Simple. They bent the space-time continuum and found a slipstream portal.
I don't know, guys. This seems improbable.
They just jogged when the camera wasn't looking.
Thank goodness they didn't notice our giant tent.
They built a fort. It says, no fake Canadians allowed.
What ticked them off?
Wait, that's a tree.
Smell a 3D shot coming up. Yes.
Okay, that's just some weird Blair witchcraft there.
That's straight out from Cliffhanger. It's lifted right from Cliffhanger, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone and his gal pal, as they're eluding the criminals, built a snowman. For no, like, wasted time. A giant waste of time. Wasted time doing that.
I think a snow angel would have been quicker.
He's going to be lost without his jumpsuit.
He taught me this neat trick with a pillowcase and some bars of soap, though.
Can't stop staring at your neck, sir. It's quite thick.
Well, this is the first season of Survivor, right?
Shown up. Nice. Is Howie Long have to choke a bitch?
Were they just practicing?
Wow.
We're supposed to care what happened to this character?
Yes. I think I just wanted to show us Wyoming's vibrant news culture.
Was that Joe Walsh?
See, according to the Oregon Trail here, I've been playing the last one. Oof.
I'm going to finish my game of Doom.
This little tiny campfires they made generated a lot of heat.
Oh, firestorm. Cold front hits the forest. Fire. See, it's gained awareness. Holy crap. He said we have to wait for that to burn out. Yeah. That should eventually be about 5-10 minutes. It's a birth control.
Well, I was Howie. I'd use her to pole vault over it.
Use her shoulder blades to start a fire.
Echo.
She totally walk across that barefoot. There we go, man. I wonder how much stock footage was used in this movie. Whoa.
Sam Raimi shot.
Wait, way to be stealthy about that escape there. Bless.
The trap?
Drawing them into a trap. Oh, not a well thought out plan. Holy, it took like 5 bullets. Yeah. Thankfully, they all hit his neck.
I never expected them to have guns.
Like I said, craziest paintball game ever.
He'll get his revenge after they hook him up to the Cyclos machine.
That's right, the Cyclos. And Howie Long needs to get proactive and actually kill someone here. He's dead. Why are you talking to him? Why are you monologuing with him? He's not dead.
He's not dead. You shot me?
Maybe smoke jumper is a derogatory term. We don't even know it.
Now, back in the 90s, it was a totally different time. I mean, today you can't even say smoke jumper.
That's right. That's a hate crime. Yeah. It's a hate crime.
unless you are a smoke jumper. Then you
if you are a smoke jumper, sure, it's fine to use it. But I could call someone a smoke jumper.
You can only say smoke jumper. You can't
I mean, usually I just say the S word. But
that's what just me. Smoke jumper? Yo, ground pounder.
Come on. David, explicit tip.
All right, grizzled old coot, get in there. Get in the game.
I love the smell of
Do we really need that shot of him walking like that?
that was important.
It's establishing like the fact that he walks.
Do we know why he's schlepping her around?
Insurance, last I heard.
Right, because she's more valuable as a hostage, I'm guessing. So was this scene filmed indoors on a set, you think?
I think it was in William Forsythe's trailer. That's a lava lamp in the background.
So is it going to turn out that all the money is hidden in those eggs?
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Spoiler alert. That looks like it'll be burning out pretty soon.
I'm just going to wait it out. You know, it'll be fine.
All that smoke.
You gotta drop me right into the softball game.
I need to check on my beehives. Just drop me in there.
He's training attack dogs. Come on, Moose Hort. Oh, man. His name is Andy. That's even worse than Moose Hort.
Moose Hort.
I recognize this music from Legend of Zelda.
You know, it's funny. There's all these huge shots of scary fire, but yet I never feel like the characters are in any danger of getting burned at all.
That's just what I was going to say. There's,
it's like characters walking through woods, then shots of scary fireballs, but I'm never feeling... I don't feel the tension. I don't feel the burning tension.
The establishing shots have all that smoke, and yet all our characters can breathe and see just...
How did he make it? Hmm. I wonder what's going on.
Did they just discover a UFO?
You should be so lucky.
You sunk my battleship.
I mean, I wasn't going to start ground pounding, that's for sure.
Now, spoiler alert here, guys, but it was an inside job in Backdraft as well.
Oh, man.
Can no firemen be trusted?
They cannot be trusted.
I'm pretty sure in this case it would be an outside job. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot trust these firemen.
Like, anytime there's some sort of arson involved, guess what? It was a fireman.
That's right.
That's why they hate water so much.
They're going to want to build a fire station on this ground once the fire burns out. Bastards. Oh, man. This is now they've thrown wind into the mix and leaves. It's really got intense.
Oh, now Howie has to face his greatest fear. Water.
No.
But I repeat myself. Boy, Wynn or whatever his name is really didn't think out that plan much.
Oh, jump, smoke jumper, jump!
Throw the axe!
That's me. Time to it. Get ready for the big 3D shot, gentlemen, if recall.
Here it comes.
Wow.
Wow.
Somebody blew up the shield generator on.
You know, I totally just had a screensaver. It's a manatee shot.
Water! Here it comes. Get ready.
Come on.
Yes, put your glasses on now. What time Howie Long was proactive on something?
There it is.
Oh, yeah. What was that? What was that expression? Huh. What to do? Come on, training. Kick in.
This is how it's possibly be safe in all this water.
I'm so afraid of this water. I need to conquer it.
It's just too bad we never got to see the rich snobs who own that boating club.
That would have been great. Yes. Been great. This is actually the rich kids' camp. You know, the people's camp is on the other side of the... Nice. Now, I do believe coming up is one of my favorite ridiculous and bad guy death scenes ever.
Yes. Oh, she's not dead yet. Spoiler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spoiler. Sorry, but one of my absolute favorite ridiculous ones.
He got an axe to the neck. How is
it's
he?
Like, oh, it's right. Just to the chest, not to the neck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well then.
It's like someone's got an axe to grind.
Yeah, it's a great death followed by a Howie Long facial expression that can't possibly be interpreted.
Something we've never seen before as a human race, I think. If you're going to go through the trouble of pulling that from your chest, you might as well bring it with you, right? Here we go. Come on. Don't let us down, Howie. That's a great shot we needed. Very good. Another good shot.
What's going on?
Yeah. Great 3D shot. Crotch butt shot. Oh, yes.
is that entire boat made out of cardboard?
Oh,
oh man!
Shockingly gory. There's nothing in this movie that prepares you for the shocking.
It's that hair stuff. That stuff is very flammable.
So is the arc up there? Is that what she's having?
Close your eyes, Marion.
What is that expression? Do we know? No, we don't.
Oh, look, the fire burned out.
What is that expression?
I think it's wide-eyed, childlike wonder. It's look you get on Christmas morning and you open up that box from Radio Shack.
Skin is right, fluff right off her bones, I think.
Water. Why did it have to be water?
So beautiful. And that is childlike
Christmas morning.
Oh, boy.
This is the most beautiful thing.
See, I knew it burned itself out.
Smoke jumpers and ground pounders. It's the most beautiful sight in my eyes.
And the forest grew back the next day.
And so they consummated their love. Oh, his pants actually went higher over all that. Breakfast.
Kill him! Kill him!
They're born.
Great line, Howie. Great line.
Wow.
You know, they look just like their mother. Why did the banana peel?
Just in time.
Oh, they're replaying the entire movie. No.
Sherman.
Oh, Sherman. Sorry, boss.
They'll fall to your death, Sherman. Oh, great 3D. Oh, that's great.
Oh! Sorry, that actually got me. Sherman.
All right.
What? Wow. Well,
why was there never Firestorm 2? That's what I want to know.
Firestorm 2. Firestormer.
The firestorming.
All right, well, that is it. That is Firestorm.
And
so
comes and it burns you down. Sorry, go ahead.
So let's get some reaction here. Dan, you saw this 2 weeks ago and you benevolently decided to watch it again voluntarily. So on the second viewing, anything, you know, it's like watching Inception a second time, I'm sure. So you know, what other levels revealed themselves to you?
Yeah, I mean, it is a multi-layered film, and much like Inception, I think that yes. Howie Long's facial expressions are loaded with ambiguity.
Yes.
And, you know, the viewer brings their own personality to the party in order to interpret exactly what he's going after.
And we may never know.
He really is a blank slate, you know. You can project yourself onto him. Good point.
All right, Mike Rubino, first time. Yes.
I'm glad that he threw the axe at the end of the film, so that my memory was correct. It was awful. in fact, much worse than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
with a really horrendous villain.
Yes.
Whose plan was just completely stupid, and I don't even know I don't even know if I fully understood his plan.
Yeah, where was the money?
Yeah, but that was never.
I don't quite get what the plan was, aside from to burn the forest. But the but Howie Long fit the role of athlete who shouldn't be acting in an action film, and I look forward to our Expendables.
Yes, we'll have to assemble a team. Yeah, we'll assemble a team.
He clearly has the chops for it. If this film is can prove it. So
all right, good. Eric, how about your reaction?
That didn't feel like a movie. It felt like a long episode of like an A-Team episode or something. I don't know. It felt like a long TV show episode. And I think you're right that the fire basically posed no threat to anyone ever. Right. And absolutely there's no consequence to the fire.
That's right. Yeah, right. That's true.
It was there entirely to serve the final bad guy death, and that was it. So, yeah, not very good, but I guess that's why we're here. I don't know, better or worse than Troll 2? That's the question.
I thought it was worse. I guess it wasn't as fun bad as Troll 2 is. It was just bad, but I'm glad that we watched it, and it had. You were right, though. I think the ending lived up to to Dave's hype for sure.
Yeah, with the final bad guy death scene. Yeah, sure.
So the real question though is, Mac, having paid money to see this, what's it like to go back? Can you go home again?
It's interesting. I remembered the canoe fight being a lot more awesome in my mind.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Seeing that, canoe kind of light as paper flopping around was kind of not as awesome.
That may be the most damning thing you say about this movie, but Mac just said, I remember the canoe fight being a lot more awesome.
But I've got IMDb here, and it says that Graham Yost, a screenwriter, demanded that his name be taken off the credits.
Graham Yost wrote this? The guy who did Justified, among other things, yes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was a different name as screenwriter, so that would explain that.
He managed to have his name taken off. Oh. Yeah, my recollection was the chase scene with the flying chainsaw and stuff being more action-packed than it was. Because really, if you think about it, there are two action scenes, maybe three if you count the final fight underwater, which you can barely see. Right. It's like watching a movie through a Walmart aquarium that hasn't been cleaned. But it's essentially like it's the fight in the trading post and then the brief dirt bike chase. And I mean, yeah, that is those are your two action movies. Yeah, and those don't happen until 50 minutes in.
It's like 6 minutes of action and 122 minutes of people walking around in fire.
with fire juxtaposed conversations about ornithology.
Yeah, it's like somebody said, okay, we have a middle school, a log cabin, and a bus. How do we make a movie?
These are our locations. It was weird. It felt like it was trying to be different things at different times. Like, if it has sort of this like fugitive Con Air vibe to it. At one point, the prison stuff. And then it had this, like, volcano, Dante's Inferno natural disaster feel to it at some point. And then, at the end, it was like Die Hard in the forest.
I believe that was the original pitch was, Die Hard in a forest fire.
Well, it's even worse because it's like Cliffhanger in a forest, and Cliffhanger is Die Hard on a mountain. So there's your Inception.
It's twice removed. Yeah,
that's your Inception right there. That's level three. So, oh man. Well, I guess we could. I probably shouldn't dwell that much more on Firestorm. So we've talked the talk plenty. We finally walked the walk. So hopefully this little commentary helped take the burn off of Firestorm. This could have been a lot worse if you're watching it solo, methinks.
Is it normal for me to have a burning sensation right now?
I think so, in your soul, your heart. Yeah.
That's it.
Will it make it to Blu-ray? Who knows? Probably not. But I think we have established that a 3D conversion would do the film a lot of good. I think they probably shot it thinking, 3D. Maybe they caught on because James Cameron had been planning Avatar for like 10 years, so maybe they caught on, try to get the jump on that. That's my guess. So, but all right. Well, I think that'll wrap the Friday filibuster up. So, Dan, Eric, Mac, Mike, thank you so much. We will. Boy, we will have to do one of these again sometimes. They're good times, and hopefully, it'll be less painful and you know more facial expressions we can get our hands around and get our mind around. So, Mac, take it away.
Smoke jumpers and ground pounders.